Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm here. Jen's here. Thank you for joining us.
Morning.
Today is Wednesday, December 11th, and I can't wait for the holidays, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
You know?
Get a nice break.
I need the break. I can't deny that.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
I'm glad you said the date. It just reminded me I have to pay my parking ticket.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got my first L.A. parking ticket.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was it for?
I parked in a meter parking, and I read the sign wrong, and I was, like, flustered at the time. Uh-huh. So when I went out, I fed the meter, and it ended at 6, or I think 6:30, and then it turned out to be valet parking, so it was a tow-away zone. So I'm actually really thankful that it was just a parking ticket and not a tow-away.
Yeah,
because that would have been, like, four times the price.
How much is it?
$74.
$84?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
It does suck. It's not cheap, but...
Yeah, it's not cheap at all, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing to me because I hear a lot of people get like a lot of parking tickets and they don't pay them, you know?
That's insane.
Like they let
me.
You get away with it.
I think my sister did that really, really long ago, like 10 years ago. She didn't pay a few parking tickets and her car kept getting a boot on it. So we just nicknamed her car Boots.
Oh, really? She kept getting that on there?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. But, so that had to be a lot of tickets.
A lot of tickets.
Wow. And that's in New York?
Philly.
Oh, in Philly.
Yeah, in Philly. Always a boot.
Yeah.
Always a boot. That I learned how to drive on that car, actually. So it was a really? Dodge Neon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boots. Good old boots.
I know.
Oh,
I don't see them that much here, although sometimes you do, you know.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many boots here.
They're not that strict. They just bust you when they pull you over, and then they realize you got all these tickets, you know.
Although I never see cops anywhere.
Really?
I never see cops here. I mean, especially in comparison to New York, to Philly, even Jersey, because Jersey is such a police state. There's cops everywhere. Like, you see, like, you know, you could drive 5 miles on 295, which is kind of like R101, and you'd see maybe five people pulled over on the side of the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, you may not see them pulled over, but, I mean, I see cops all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes too many, but it's... But, yeah, I mean, you don't really feel them. I mean, you know, the key to not getting a ticket is not to stand out, you know?
It's true.
Imagine, I mean, there's millions of fucking cars, you know? The only way they're going to pull you over is if you start, like, switching lanes and driving really fast or just crazy.
Or you have, like, a loud, obnoxious car.
Right.
Yeah,
I know. All these people with all the vape coming out of their car,
Oh, my gosh. Or, like, the really loud mufflers, and they're like...
Yeah.
And it's the people who have cars like that are always the people that are trying to be the most inconspicuous and like doing shady things. I'm like, if you're gonna be shady, why don't you just get like a regular
just get
car. A non-souped up Honda Civic, get a hatchback, get a Subaru, like get something that does not
stand
scream
out. Right,
I'm doing something shady in here.
I
like
know.
A loud muffler does, you know. Anytime someone has a loud muffler, I'm just like, that is, they're shady. You have to be a shady person, just guaranteed.
I know, you know, some drivers are really like stressed out, you can tell. Like this morning, I'm getting into the freeway, and this guy behind me squeezes through and gets in front of me, you know, and almost caused an accident.
They always do.
And I'm like, why would you fucking do that, you know?
They just
Yeah, you know, there's no reason.
I know, the driving here is wild. It's like, it's insane. I've never seen people just cut over in front of people the way that they do here.
Right.
You know?
And this guy was behind me, for crying out loud, getting on the freeway, on the on-ramp. So I totally didn't get it, you know.
Yeah.
So I pulled up and next to him on the freeway, like a big loud "fuck you."
Totally.
And he
you
just
have
looks
to,
at me, you know. But yeah, sometimes you just get pissed off. You know?
Yeah, I remember last week. I think it was like the day before that time of the month, so I was super cranky. I was so cranky this one day. I was like, why am I so pissed off today, you know?
Right.
And literally, I was driving downtown. I had just dropped off my friend, and I I was at the light, and it literally went turned the second, like the millisecond it turned green, this guy just starts laying on the horn.
Yeah.
And I just threw my head and my arm out the window, and I just sat there for like 3 seconds, like yelling at him out the window. I was like, F you, dude, like, blah, you know, like just going off on him. And I was like, whoa, I haven't been that mad in a second. What's going on here?
Right.
Like, I just had this wave of like, I haven't been this frustrated since I lived in New York. I'm like, oh no, I hope it's not happening here too. And then the next morning I was like, oh, okay. That's what was going on.
Taking out all the frustration that's been building up. I know, but we got to be careful. Some people carry guns, you know.
I know. My mom always says that. She's like, you better keep your temper under wraps because someone's just going to shoot you.
Right.
Yeah. You know? I always have it in the back of my head. I'm like, should I flip this guy off? I mean, I told you about that guy downtown. I was parallel parking and my bumper like just lightly touched. It didn't even like shake his car or anything. And he comes flying out of his car, yelling at me, telling me that like I'm drunk and I'm high, which I wasn't. I had just left class. Like I was like, I've been in an acting class for 3 hours. I'm neither of those things. And he was you could tell there was something going on with him.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like a wild situation. He starts filming me and filming my car and taking pictures. I'm like, go ahead. I'm like, keep wiping your bumper. There's nothing on it, dude. Like, so, once I got out of the spot, I pulled off and I was like, fucking psycho. Like, I just like just gave him one last good dig before I drove off.
I know. I don't know what it is with people, man. They're just fucking crazy, you know?
Everyone's just so on edge. And, you know, look, we're not in New York.
Right. Exactly.
It's fine. We're in LA. Calm down. Just relax. We're so chill here, man.
It's just that people get so frustrated on the roads, you know,
because
you're just stuck in traffic. You can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess it, you know, they call it soul crushing.
Yeah, and you're pressed for time, and that just makes it so much worse when you're pressed for time and you just can't get through the traffic. And, you know, it goes from an hour, and then it goes down 10 minutes, and then suddenly it's up 10 minutes, and you're just... You're like, it's been an hour wait for the past 20 minutes, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
But
I got to tell you, I drive in the same traffic. I'm never late to anything, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to
give yourself time, though.
Yeah. You got to be a responsible adult, you know? When people are late here, it really pisses me off, you know?
Yeah. Usually people
are mad.
It's
always the traffic excuse. And it's like, come on, man.
I know.
You know, I've been driving in the same traffic. I'm never late.
Unless it's a specific circumstance where it's like a 40-minute slowdown or more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can always guarantee at least a 15 to 30-minute slowdown.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, look, I drive a lot. I don't see that, you know?
Really? Very
seldom.
I have that all the time.
Really?
Every single day on my GPS. I mean, when I'm driving during okay hours, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I got here in 20 minutes, no problem. And, you know, I got home from class last night. I have class in Studio City, and I live downtown. And it was only 15 minutes, but going there takes 45-50 minutes sometimes because I'm going there for a 7 o'clock class, so I'm driving between 6 and 7.
But you have the GPS, you know, you have to leave earlier.
Yeah,
you know? That's what I'm saying. Some people don't even care. They just like, they got their own clock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here I know a few people, because here people have to get here on time, right?
Yeah.
Some people just have their own clock. They never are on time, never.
Yeah, I know. I try and give myself an hour almost anywhere I go.
Yeah, you know.
At least.
What the hell? It's like adults. It's not kids, you know?
Yeah.
Don't fucking give me excuses. And people that are supposed to be responsible, like psychologists or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, you
come
know.
Come on, right?
Preaching to people all day. You can't even get your life in order, you
right?
know?
That was one good thing about New York. The one and only good thing about New York was you could blame your lateness on the train because the train was so... you never know what it was going to do.
I guess with the train,
you just never knew. Like, I would be trapped underground for like 40 minutes sometimes.
Oh, my God.
And you can't call anyone or anything. At least when you're in traffic, you can call your boss and be like, hey, I'm late, you know.
Yeah. So there's no reception on the platforms there?
On the platforms, there is Wi-Fi now, but not underground. Like, not once the train leaves the station.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so it's blocked. So you'll get it. Sometimes the train just stops between stations. Sometimes the power goes out, so you're sitting on a dark train, or sometimes the air conditioning goes out, and you just feel it slowly getting hotter and hotter, and everything's closing in, and suddenly you have, like, claustrophobia that you didn't know you had. Yeah. But yeah, you can definitely blame the train in New York. And everyone's like, oh, okay. It's like the only thing New Yorkers are chill about is being late because of the train. They're like, yeah, I get it. You're like, someone jumped in front of the train today. Sorry, I'm 2 hours late. Exactly. They're like, of course. My friend sent me a Snapchat this morning and he was like, I'm on the platform. He sent me a picture from the platform. He goes, every single train line is an hour delayed.
Wow.
And I was like, are you serious?
Jeez.
Yeah.
That throws off everything there, huh?
Yeah. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
Like, it's like when you go to, like, someone's house and they have, like, a giant bin of just, like, random toys together. And, like, there's also, like, Cheerios in there and, like, probably, like, crusty juice. Like, that's literally New York, is just, like, a pile of chaos covered in, like, grime.
How attractive that is.
It's amazing.
Right?
Everyone loves it. Whenever I ask my friends, they're like, oh, I love New York. What do you mean you hate it? I'm like, tell me what you love. And they're always like, the architecture's cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah? I'm like, you're staying for the buildings.
Yeah,
fantastic. Right. Yeah. The buildings that block all of your vitamin D all year long.
I know. The people that usually cite New York as a great place is people that either travel there, you know, and you don't have to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just enjoy the action, you know, restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, but then when you live there, it's just, you get tired of it. You know?
Yeah, totally.
Too many people.
It's a great place to visit.
Right.
You know.
You know, I mean, it's nice to walk by bakeries and stores and smell the food and, you know, and things like that. You don't have that here, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're in the car all the time. Nothing is like, nothing is designed to attract people on the sidewalk.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I did see a pomegranate tree on the side of the 101, though. That was pretty exciting. We don't have fruit trees really like that in the wilds back east. So I was like, oh my gosh, a pomegranate tree. I was like, should we stop and pick some?
Yeah.
Imagine if you ever see a weirdo on the side of the 101 picking pomegranates, it's probably me.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. So I read this this really bizarre piece of news that this woman used her phone all night long and somehow went blind from it because it broke a bunch of blood vessels in her eyes.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
I
read that this morning. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. How
insane
is that?
Well, we have to be careful, huh?
I guess so. She said she was on it all night. I'm like, I've definitely been on my phone that long. How exactly did that? Another weird thing I heard is that this one country, there's a volcano happening.
Right, New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah. And so they're importing all of this skin from other countries, like skin samples and stuff. So people are, I don't know how long they've been doing skin donations in the world, but apparently they do skin donations when you die.
Yeah.
You can give your skin, and they're sending all this skin
really?
Over there. Yeah, they're importing skin to help all the burn victims.
Right.
Which is like kind of cool, kind of weird, kind of cool. But
it's
also
not that
weird.
Many victims. How many are there? Like a few dozen, I think, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but maybe people injured and stuff too. But why would you be near a fucking volcano anyway, you know?
You never know, though. Sometimes when they erupt, like, it kind of spreads out.
Right, but I think that you would know in advance when it's about to erupt, don't you think?
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
I've never lived near a volcano, so
I don't know
protocol.
And I don't know if it's the people that live there or people that were visiting.
Probably visitors. Yeah. They're just like, ooh, this shaking mountain.
I know, but it's crazy, man. It's crazy that a volcano would... the people would be hurt from it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, once that the lava like touches, you almost like can't get it off. Like it kind of fuses to your skin.
Oh, well, if you were touched by lava, you'd be fucking dead, man.
Yeah.
It's so hot and it's molten rock.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it touching you and you still stay alive. You know?
Maybe
you'd
if
burn,
it's just
like,
a splash.
Yeah, you'd fucking burn and you'd become like a stone, you know? Mm.
I know, I can't even imagine touching something that hot. Like, I've definitely accidentally grabbed, like, hot pans or something I've been baking with, like, with my bare hand without thinking.
Okay.
And been like, ah, you know? So imagine something even hotter than that, you know?
I know.
It almost feels like, if you ever touch, like, something really hot, it feels, like, cold for a second.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's such a weird feeling.
Yeah. You know that the mountain in Italy, Vesuvius, I guess, that's, like, near Pompeii, which is an old ancient city that was hit by the volcano. So when you go there, you still see people like stuck in the positions they were in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, I'm not kidding.
You can go see that. There.
Yeah, you can see that.
Is there like a warning? Or like an 18 and over thing, or
it
like
it hasn't, you know, it hasn't gone off in centuries, I believe.
But I mean, a warning to go see that.
It was a long time ago. No, not at all. I mean, it's just like,
kids, like 5 year olds can.
Yeah,
just go
you
up.
Can see that, you know, and it's just like the way it was left, you know.
That's some like devil's advocate,
right?
Kind of thing, you know. Have you ever seen that movie with Al Pacino?
Yeah,
yeah. And there's this one scene where the people like in the stone wall are just like moving around. That's kind of how I'm picturing it.
I don't remember
in my head.
That.
Oh, it's like people trapped in like the demon's marble.
Yeah,
it's so creepy.
But no, look up Pompeii and you'll see. You know, I mean, that's it. Definitely happened. I was there. To see that, you know.
When it happened?
No, not when it happened.
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it happened like hundreds of years ago.
Oh, okay, you definitely weren't there.
No, I
you'd
wasn't
really
there.
Have the senioritis then.
So, yeah, so that's interesting there. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like people go to volcanoes in Hawaii, for example. Like,
yeah.
Why would you do that? You know, I mean, those volcanoes are active, you know.
Yeah. I don't. So. I mean, it would be so cool to see, but I don't know if I'd want to chance it.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. Just go on a helicopter. That's good enough.
Oh my gosh, that would be cool to see to fly over that.
Right.
I wonder how high up the heat goes. Like, how close can you get to the top of it?
Yeah, without melting.
Without melting.
I
imagine
have no
this
idea.
Like flying over it in a helicopter. The helicopter just completely melts.
Right.
Everything melts, you melt.
God. The things that could happen to people, you
I know?
Know,
right? It's amazing. It would be so insane to melt like that.
Yeah. I know. Kirk Douglas is celebrating 103 years. He's 103 years old.
Nice.
Now, Kirk Douglas is the father of Michael Douglas. You know that. And he was huge in his days, you know. It just, how many people live that long, you know? It's like really weird.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though.
Would you want to live that old?
If I'm in good health and good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
But I mean, you know, you become like, you can't be independent. I mean, you have to have people taking care of you and stuff, you know, so.
I mean, I've met people who were, like people, I've had a couple friends whose grandparents made it to 100 and they were walking around and cooking for themselves and.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I see people my mom's age who can't even touch their toes. They're kind of like they're using a cane or a walker. And my mom, she like basically does yoga kind of, you know what I mean? Wow. Like she's like, she sits on the floor. She's really active. She does literally anything that like a 40-year-old can
do. Yeah, well,
you know?
That's good, you know.
It just depends.
She's fortunate and smart enough to keep active, you know.
You have to.
Yeah. My mom is the opposite. She's like stuck in a wheelchair and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
She didn't have to, you know, but she had like a hip surgery.
Mm.
And she decided
hard
she's
comeback.
Just... Yeah, she decided she's not going to stand anymore. I guess she was afraid of falling again or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And she stayed on the, you know, and now there's a caregiver for the rest of her life, you know.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It does suck. It sucks a lot to see that happen. That kind of happened to my dad, too. He just, some people just have that will to get up and keep moving. They're like, no, no matter what, I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk. And some people are like, this is my life. I'm just going to sit here. This is what's going on, you know?
Right, yeah.
So it really depends on, you know, how you decide to proceed forward.
Right.
You know? So it's up to you and it's not up to you. You know, like your body's going to do things that you don't want it to do, but you also have some say in it to an extent, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely, you know? I mean, I have a niece-in-law, which is a niece that was my ex-wife's niece. And she had an accident. Did I tell you about this?
No.
She lost a leg. She was like parked, double parked in front of our house unloading the groceries. Suddenly she gets hit by this car that pins her between their car and her
car. No, that's
like
my nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
So, they crushed her legs. And so they had to amputate one leg. And now but she didn't give up, you know. She went to...
she have a prosthetic?
Yeah, so now she's practicing walking with the prosthetic. She goes to the store with it
and
everything. So you're seeing the desire to continue and not give up, you know?
Absolutely.
And she decided she's going to start inspiring people and do a blog and everything. And it's just unbelievable,
good.
You know?
I mean, that's really
just,
good for her.
Just a couple months ago, she was laid up in bed and couldn't move, you know?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. They say that you have that, like, the phantom feelings.
Yeah.
Like your leg is still there or whatever, your limb is still there.
Right.
I can't even imagine.
Right? How
you know?
Terrible can
I mean,
that be?
I know in the middle of the night when I wake up, you ever sleep on your arm and you wake up and you can't move it at all?
Yeah,
you're like, oh, God. You're like, this is it. They're just going to have to cut my arm off, you know? Like, this is the end, and you try so hard, and finally you just like flip your arm over or something, you know. But it's a really creepy feeling to just not
it's scary
have that
shit,
there, you know?
And to and it changes your life forever, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, you become a disabled person, and it just sucks, you know.
It really does suck. There was I was doing food demos at this one grocery store, and this one woman came in. I saw her every week. She came in a wheelchair, and like I mean, I just knew her coming in like that. But she was fairly young. I'd say she's probably around my age, in her 30s. And I was there visiting. I was dropping off something for one of the other demo associates last week. And I saw the girl come in, and she had a prosthetic leg and was like using crutches. And I was like, I had this like moment. I hadn't really talked to her before. I just saw her in passing. But I was really happy to see her doing that. You know,
yeah,
I was like, oh, my gosh, look at that. Like,
I know.
A person just in a few, you know, I mean, it was longer than a few weeks, but just in the few weeks I've seen her making such huge progress, you know,
right.
She used to come in, was just slumped over in her chair, like kind of sad. And her boyfriend was, or the guy who was always with her was just always pushing her and
right.
in the chair. And now she's like on crutches, like walking on 2 feet. Like, it's so awesome.
I know. It's like, you know, you can't imagine how you'd react if it was you, you know?
No.
But I feel I would be so fucking depressed. I would just give up, you know? but maybe
then
I would
be in the same boat as your mom,
right?
And you don't want to do that, you know. You talk about all the time how much you hate seeing her
right.
on that path, you know.
Right.
But I think you'd do better.
Yeah, I probably would. I mean, I'm a fighter, you know.
Yeah,
but,
totally.
But it's still, it's fucking, it's a dark fucking reality, and it was just a drunk driver, you know.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
You know, just doing something so mundane as like unloading your car.
Right. I mean, and it's not like you're looking for it. It comes looking for you, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Did she see it coming? Was she facing the car?
No.
There's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I think it's in Signs. Mel Gibson's in Signs.
Right.
Yeah. Is it Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that it happened to?
Yeah, and no, it happened to his wife in the movie. And they show clips of it throughout the movie from start to finish, so you don't quite know what happens. But his wife...
Oh, yeah.
And this is when I was like first introduced to this idea, was the woman, she got pinned to a tree by a car, and it severed her in half.
Wow.
And the car was literally stopping the blood. But as soon as they pull the car away, she would just bleed out and die.
Wow.
And ever since that movie, like, that stuck with me since
really?
I saw that movie like 15 years ago or something. But I probably think about that like once a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
wow.
movie. Yeah.
I didn't mean to bring it up. Then.
No, it's not a but sensitive topic for me. It's just... It's just something that's always
stuck
out. One of
those weird things that's
yeah,
scary.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what if that ever happened to me? Something like Ghost Ship. Have you ever seen Ghost Ship?
No.
All these people are dancing on the deck of the ship, and all of a sudden, one of the, I don't know the terminology on boats. I'm not really a boat gal. I get seasick. But there's like a wire that helps hold the, what's the not the flags, but the... What are they called? The big fabric thing. The sails. Thank you. I said thank you to you. I'm the one that said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like,
thank you, Jen. But anyway, the wire like got pulled or something and snapped and ended up slicing across the boat, and everyone got sliced in half. And you just see everyone freeze, and then they just slide, the top half like slides off their body.
Oh,
some people
God.
Slide in half. And I had woken up in the middle of the night. It was on HBO or something. And I just opened my eyes, and it was the beginning scene. It's the first scene in the movie, so it really gets you. And I'm just, like, watching this, like, kind of in a fog, and I see this thing happen, and it's like, I'm like, what's... And it's kind of an eerie setting. It's kind of foggy, and I'm And it was like the first thing I saw at like 3 or 4 in the morning, just waking up by chance.
What am I watching?
Yeah, what am I watching right now? Like, what is this? I was probably like stoned, so I woke up more confused. It's in a total Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Wow. Talking about movies, I started watching Marriage Story last night.
So did I.
Did you?
Yeah, I was watching that last night. I fell asleep because I was so tired. I'm an early bird now, so like I was like, it's midnight, it's so late.
Yeah.
I didn't watch enough to get into it.
Yeah, I know, me either. I didn't get into it at all, you know?
Yeah, I just got to the part where they said they're getting divorced.
Right, yeah, something like that. And then she sits there at the psychiatrist's office and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's when I, you know. But, I mean, it's not like a big deal. I don't know. I can't find good movies, you know?
It's up for an award, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these movies that are boring, like The Irishman and stuff, you know. I figured, you know, I'd want to see that. To see the something from the Academy Awards, because you know they're gonna at least be nominated.
I know, just because of who they are,
right?
You know,
that's true.
I'm trying to think of the last really good thing I watched. There's a show called Orphan Black that's really great.
What's that about?
It's like a psychological thriller, and honestly, like there's so much going on in it. You just have to watch it. Yeah. But this one woman plays a bunch of different characters, so it's like kind of like alternate versions of her.
Mm.
So it's a pretty cool show. Yeah. You should take a watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a British show. I think the Brits do a really great job with
that's true.
TV. You know, like Americans are always like, let's make it shiny and sparkly and like fast and loud. But the Brits are really good with like the sarcasm and like the very like, you know, hidden agenda kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen a British movie in a while, I suppose. I'm trying to think, but I don't think I have, you know.
Yeah.
The closest to it was a movie with somebody with a British accent.
Jude Law movie.
Yeah. Or Star Wars or something.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Totally.
Wow.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
I can't keep up anymore. I liked them when I was a kid, and then they just made 20, 30, like there's like 50 different Star Wars right now. Just like I can't. I remember dated this guy for a couple months in New York, and he was like a big Star Wars geek, and he was kind of younger than me by, I think, at least like 6-7 years. And like it
kind of younger.
It doesn't make a difference, but it does. You know what I mean? He was like 23 and I was like 29.
Yeah.
And so like, he was just like very like excited and young, and he was also a musical theater guy, so he was very like you know, just like very uppity, and I'm like more like just like relaxed and like whatever. Like I get hyper, but he was like on another level, and he was like, we gotta watch Star Wars. So we decided to watch this episode of Star Wars, and like I don't know, like I'm tired, I work like so many more jobs, and I was just exhausted all the time there. And so we start watching Star Wars, and I'm nodding off, of course, because that's
you're
what
not
happens.
Into Star Wars.
Yeah, because I'm not that into what we're watching, and I'm also like tired. And he literally is like, every 20 minutes he puts it on pause, and he's like, "Okay, recap. So in the last 20 minutes, this happened,
he
and
these characters with
that." Yeah, literally every 20 minutes was a pause recap, and I'd just be like, "He's like, you're not having fun." I was like, "I'm just tired." He's like, "You don't like it." I'm like, "I'm just tired. I'm just so tired. Like, I work like 3 jobs right now. Just tired, man."
And what if you don't like it? I mean, what's the big deal, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the first few I thought were great, but I don't want to sit there and just, like, recap.
Yeah.
Recap Star Wars.
I know.
Yeah.
I just kind of watched the last one because I guess I'd seen part of it, like, months ago, maybe even a year ago. I don't remember, didn't remember much. And then I just sort of like caught the end of it. And it's, you know, it's okay. It's cool, but it's repetitive at times.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all kind of the same to
me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So you really have to be a Star Wars geek to really get into it.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
And then they have all these like spinoffs and.
So many.
And, you know, like Solo and Rogue One, whatever
they
call it.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, there's only one more left, and then we're done.
Really?
Yeah.
Forever, promise.
This holiday. Well, at least in the series, the main series, I guess.
You know they're going to make another, like, chapter or something.
Yeah, like spinoffs and shit.
Yeah, so many. I'm like, okay, it's enough is enough.
They milked the hell out of it. It's enough, you know?
Totally.
But they do it, you know? I mean, look at Harry Potter, man. They made, what, 7 movies?
It's true. Yeah. I feel like Star Wars has made more than that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Star Wars has had more than that.
For sure. I wish that they would, like, make actual robots. Like, the robots they have in Star Wars, so you can, like, buy them and have them in your home, like, helping you do things.
Well, I'm sure eventually we'll have that.
Yeah, hopefully. But it'd be cool just to, like, you know, such a fan-based thing. Like, that would be a really great marketing detail is to have... like a C-3PO that you could just buy and have, like, rolling around your house. That'd be so fun. You know, also kind of creepy. You know, you're like, I'm sleeping in the robot. You just wake up. It just zooms over to your doorway.
Right.
You're like, don't look at me.
We already have kind of robots, you know, like that vacuum cleaner. What
the Roomba.
The Roomba. Yeah. And,
I hear it's not that great.
They call it robot now. I think there's new ones. Yeah. But, yeah, and things like this. I mean, we have appliances that do shit, you know, they don't move or maybe, you know, but we have a lot of robots that they don't look like people, but they do automatic things.
Right.
For us, you know,
I actually watched Bicentennial Man for the first time when I was on break. Have you seen it?
I don't think I ever have. With it's a Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, yeah. And he's like a robot and he's one of the only ones that actually develops feelings and he can think and kind of process and almost work as a human being. So over time they slowly give him the ability to like make faces, and then eventually they like he meets this other guy like years and years down the road where he the guy can actually make him skin and stuff like that, and then that's when he comes out as Robin Williams as the robot. And then he has a relationship with like the family that he was first purchased into. The daughter, who he called Little Miss, grew up, had a daughter, and then he ended up, she was actually in love with him, and then she had a daughter, and then he ended up falling in love with her daughter after she died.
What?
Sometime. And so there was this like whole thing about like the government allowing them to get married and like all these different things. It was like a whole
whole thing.
It was a whole thing. Yeah.
Wow.
I fell asleep.
I know. Anything with robots, you know?
I just fall asleep. It's just not hard for me anymore.
I know. I know. But I think more, I think it's more likely that robots will end up being like, and the Terminator and stuff, you know, like anti-humans, you know?
Yeah.
Because you never know. I mean, those machines, once they get their own minds, their own brains, they'll be able to make decisions.
Whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're indestructible, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not? Yeah. They're going to be way stronger than we are.
Right. And then computers, you know, I mean, just think if they can, like, disable cars, for example, right? We're done, you know? We're
so done.
We're so done.
I would want a robot that I could, like, ride like a magic carpet,
right?
Like just sit on like his back. There's like some handles and just like fly to work.
Yeah.
Be so fun. Just messy hair all the time.
Well, you could get a drone, I guess. I don't know.
I could get a drone.
A drone that carries a person.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That would suck though if it just short circuited, like while I'm flying.
I'll bet you one day it's going to happen.
I'm sure.
It's inevitable that they're going to do like human rockets and stuff.
I mean, in 2020 is supposed to be the launch of flying cars and Uber, according to Elon Musk. So Uber and NASA paired up together to create flying cars, and they are testing it in 2020.
Really?
The last I heard, I haven't heard the update. I checked that update maybe like a year ago, so it might be different.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're Uber and NASA are pairing together for that, which is kind of cool. I was excited to hear that.
How's Elon Musk in this? Maybe it's not NASA. Maybe it's his space company, maybe?
I know NASA SpaceX. Is in on it, so I don't know. I just know that he was he was
how
part
they
of
gonna,
it.
How are they going to like regulate that? You know, I mean, if people start...
I don't know.
So it'll be like, I read about it, it's going to be more like public transportation like that. You know, not private cars and stuff, you know.
Well, I heard that it was going to be with like Ubers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting.
Well, but even the self-driving Ubers are going to be like carrying a few people, you know? So
I know I'm not testing it out until it's really sure and secure.
Right.
Yeah. I give it 5 years and then maybe I'll try.
Have you seen the self-driving Teslas? I mean, you know, yeah. There's like, it's unbelievable how they drive, you know?
I know. I mean, some of them still have crashed though. So.
Yeah, some have, you know, but for the most part, they do their job.
I know.
My cousin has one and he says, I just sit in traffic on my phone and the car just drives.
That's
know?
So crazy to me. Isn't it, that it just knows.
Right.
I know, like, my Honda, I have Honda Sensing. Uh-huh. And if I get too close to a car, it slams on the brakes.
Right.
Like, out of the blue. And it happened to me the other day. And I usually keep it off because sometimes if I'm rushing, like, I'm going in and out of traffic. And if you weave and your car gets too close, like, the passenger edge gets too close to another car, it'll slam on the brakes.
Oh, wow.
So I usually keep it off so I can get where I'm going. And plus, like, that kind of freaks me out. So
right.
The other day, I guess I had accidentally hit the button and it was on. And a car kind of stopped suddenly. So I hit the brakes, not crazy hard, but, you know, enough to stop soon. And I felt the brake pedal just drop.
Wow.
And I got, like, spooked. Like, it made me, like, a little shaky for that to happen. I was like, ugh. Like, I don't know. It just weirded me out a little bit.
Yeah, it is weird, you know. When I rented a car, actually, the wheels started shaking when I think I was going off lane or
keeping
something.
Keeping you in line.
Right.
Yeah.
So that freaked me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
I know. Earthquake or yeah. Here, you never know.
And you can't pull the wheel, you know. It's like
no, it
you have to fight it. Yeah.
I know.
Jeez, man.
I know.
I mean, all the inventions and stuff that they have, you know.
I know. We're so run digitally. Imagine in 15 years from now.
Yeah.
In 20 years from now. I feel like it's either going to get so much more digital or we're going to get to a point of a digital, so much of a digital world that everything's just going to shut down.
Yeah.
You know, like we're going to go into like a digital apocalypse where we're back to basics again.
Yeah.
I feel like that's definitely going to happen at some point.
Yeah. Well, maybe it should wait until I'm not around anymore so I don't have to deal with it. You know?
I'm still waiting for aliens.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Well, you'll keep waiting forever because there are no aliens. I can guarantee you.
You never know.
Well, even if they were, they would never be able to get here.
I know,
it's
right?
Way too far, you know?
I feel like if there were aliens, the only bad aliens would be able to survive on our planet. Because if we had good aliens, I feel like the government would just, like, imprison them and, like, do testing on them.
Yeah,
they would just be total guinea pigs for us.
Yeah. It'd
be so sad.
But they'd still have other aliens on their planet, you know? So,
yeah.
But
hopefully
I don't
can save them.
I think they just the distances. I don't think any civilization could cover those distances. You know,
yeah, maybe.
I mean, you talk about light years away, millions of light years away.
I know.
I mean, shit, yeah, it's hard to even comprehend.
I know. You never know what's out there. You know, we can't be the only life in all of
Why
the galaxies.
Not? We can't.
That's so human to think that.
Well, but you know, I mean, there's no evidence to think otherwise. Not even close.
You never know. That's a whole other conversation.
I don't know. I just think we're really alone. And if we're not, then I mean, we'll never know. So it doesn't really matter, does it?
I hope we do.
Really?
I would love to have a little alien friend. I'm like, what's up, little man? Yeah.
Well, it's not going to happen like that. You know, it's not going to be E.T.
It's not. I know. I wish it would be. I so wish it would be. That'd be so fun.
Really?
Yeah.
So everybody would have a little alien?
Maybe if you wanted one.
Oh, okay.
You know, or you just
like
go meet your alien friend. You're like, I'm going out with E.T. tonight. We're going to go hang out at the bar. We're going to go to the weed cafe.
Yeah.
Or the cat cafe would be great, too. I found a cat cafe. I'm really excited to go.
Yeah.
Have you been
for
to
sure?
one? Yeah.
I mean, for real?
Yeah. It's
really?
Called Crumb and Whiskers, I think. It's on Melrose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like
God.
Can't wait to go. I was sitting in traffic and I look over and I see this guy just like doing a petting motion and then I saw a little tail and cats move their tails like significantly different than dogs. So you know when it's a cat. And I looked up at the sign. I was like, Crumb and Whiskers. I was like, that's a cat cafe. That is totally a cat cafe.
Right. But you don't have a cat now, right?
I have two cats, but they're at my mom's.
Right.
I have to
that's
go get
what
them.
I'm saying.
I know. I got to go get my fix.
Yeah. You got to have them here first.
Yeah.
And then take them. Wow.
Well, you just go and they have cats up for adoption there and you just sit and drink coffee and pet all the cats that live there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Like, I wonder what it smells like in there.
Well, what you'd expect, pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe they have like air circulation or something.
Hopefully. You know? I mean, I hope it's just not like a heated sauna with a bunch of cat litter boxes everywhere.
I know. God, that stinks.
Yeah, totally.
That stinks badly.
Oh, yeah. I've tried so many litters, but I found one that's good.
Really?
Yeah, one that's great.
It actually works.
Oh, it actually works. I tried literally everyone. I've spent hundreds of dollars trying litter. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. State-of-the-art litter that's like $40 a box.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I guess in New York it makes more sense to have a cat than a dog because you don't have to walk them or anything, right?
I guess so, but people have dogs. People have a lot of dogs in New York for sure, but yeah. It just kind of grosses me out with like the paws on the ground there, and then they come inside and jump on your bed.
Plus, a cat doesn't need a lot of space though, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's because cats are way more athletic than dogs are.
Right.
Because they can just jump up. So they don't, dogs just have the floor to walk around on and maybe the couch and bed, but like cats have like all of your shelves and cabinets and like the top of the fridge, and like it's a whole other world for them. So
that's true.
Yeah, they find their exercise. It was a mess though
when
I had kittens. I'll never get kittens again. It was an adoption fail, so or it was a foster fail. I was fostering them and I was trying to find another home for them, and we couldn't find one, and we just kind of bonded and I ended up keeping them. But when they were kittens, man, it was like, I'll never get a kitten again. They just have this like maniac look in their eye. All my friends are like, look at the kitten. I'm like, no, I don't want to look at that crazy little creature. They're just so nuts. I mean, I love kittens. They're great, but they're complete psychopaths.
Yeah.
My cats would just, because there's two of them too, and they would just, and I lived in basically a square, and they would start this like circle, and then they'd just be like a blur almost. They just start going in circles, just ricocheting off of things over and over and over again.
So they're going stir crazy too, I think.
So stir crazy. I'm so glad they're like older. They're three now, so they're still young, but they're calmer, which is so nice. I'm like, just relax. Like, I remember when I first got them, I couldn't sleep. I slept in the tub a couple nights because...
Oh, my God.
Because they would ricochet off my face while I'm sleeping, so I couldn't sleep. And I'm just like, you have no regard. You have no regard for where your feet are landing. Like, ricocheting off my face with their paws. And I'm just like, you little jerks.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know how people can live with animals. I can't. I mean, my kids forced me to when they were kids.
I know.
We had dogs. They had cats, too, actually.
Yeah.
So I had to, but if I had the choice,
nah.
I don't like the responsibility either, you know.
I just know.
Get up and leave without having to worry about that.
I know it's a lot, but it's so nice, though, to have a little fuzzy, squishy, just, like, looking at you like you're so important. Or, well, with cats, they look at you like you're so unimportant. So, like, you're out in the world trying to prove yourself, and you come home and you got to prove yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it's like having a cat.
I know. But I do attach to those pets, you know. I mean, when my son moved in, brought a cat, I hated having a cat there, but I liked the cat, you know. I connected with him and everything. So.
Yeah.
So that's weird, you know? I mean,
yeah, that's what I like about cats. Choice. You got to earn it. You know, once you connect with a cat, you know it's real. Like, dogs are always like, hello, hello, love me, touch me. Let's be best friends. And cats are kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Yeah, let me think about this. But when a cat really, like, loves you, you know.
Right.
You know you're in.
Yeah.
You know, like a dog will love you, like, no matter what. People like that instant gratification of having a dog, but having a cat, you got to fight for it.
That's true,
that's
right?
That's the real love right there.
Yeah. If I got one, I'd get a dog probably.
Yeah. What kind of dog?
I don't know. I haven't really given it much thought, you know.
Really?
I mean, we've had chihuahuas before, but I don't know that I would get one, you know.
They're just so shaky and frail.
But you can... You can take them anywhere, you know.
It's true.
They're small.
Their little eyes always popping out. I feel like their eyes are just like about to burst at
all
times.
Well, not all of them. Not all of them.
Not all
some of
them
don't look like that.
Really?
No,
I feel like they all look like their eyes are like shaking and about to pop.
Some do, and they're ugly because of it, you know, with those bulgy eyes. But some of them don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a big fluffy Samoyed. It's like a big fluffy white one.
Right.
Yeah. They're like in the same family as like huskies.
Right.
Which are great. Huskies are great spooners. They love really? To spoon. Yeah. Every friend I've ever had who's had a husky and I've slept at their house, the dog has like spooned me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was kind of cool.
They're pretty.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Beautiful dogs. In fact, yeah, I mean, that I think that was one of the breeds I was thinking about if I'd got one.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of getting one for a while there.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I think they don't breed huskies too much out here because it's
warm.
Because it's so warm, it makes them uncomfortable. I know my friend who has a Shiba who's also in the same family. They were thinking about moving out here, and their vet actually told them that Shibas like hate the hot.
Really?
Yeah, that's not really good for them to be in warm weather.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Too much hair.
He'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm still debating the Las Vegas next week.
Oh,
if I go, it'll probably be like Sunday till Tuesday or something.
All right.
You know, a couple days.
That'll
maybe.
Be fun.
So I talked to my friend yesterday, but I made sure I didn't really bring it up because I don't want to commit yet.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a last minute type of person. You
me
know?
Too.
Let me go if I'm in the mood. You know, I don't know. How, 2 weeks from now, if I'll be in the mood, but
exactly.
You know, but maybe Sunday I'll just feel like going.
Yeah, you know, I feel like when I commit to it, it makes me not want to go when it comes down to it, or. Like, I have this thing, a friend of mine, she, like, loves planning things, and I hate planning things.
Yeah.
But when I try and plan anything, it goes completely the opposite direction. So I'm like, why do I even bother planning anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? So, you know, when it's really hard to make plans between her and I because she's like, let's do this on this day, then we'll do this at this time, then this time, then this time, then this time. Like, every hour is, like, completely scheduled out, and I'm kind of like... like, I don't know, like I'm gonna try and get this done on that day, but yeah, like I don't know, I feel like every time I try and plan anything it just never, something comes up and then I have to cancel and then it's just a big shamble and I'm like, I don't know what to even do now, I'm just gonna lay in bed and go sleep.
I know, I don't understand people that plan like a vacation a year in advance.
That's
like,
crazy.
How do you know where you're going to be a year from now?
I know. I'm supposed to go to, speaking of that, the first time I ever did this, I'm supposed to go on an Alaskan cruise with my best friend and his family this summer.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like,
that would be nice.
Yeah, I've never been.
And never been on a cruise?
Never been on a cruise, never been to Alaska.
Right.
So
that would
that's
be
exciting.
Nice.
I'm like, that's in the distant future and it's a plan, but it's very... It's like, okay, maybe that's happening, but like I'll worry about it when
exactly.
It's a couple months ahead.
I'm not planning right now.
Exactly. You know, I don't, my life is so day to day. Every day is so different. You know,
right.
This is the most consistent probably job I've ever had where it's like 5 days a week, Monday to Friday. It's every day, you know.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I like it, you know.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take off today.
All right.
And what do we have? 2 more days this week?
Yeah, it's
Wednesday, Thursday
you
and
said?
Friday, right?
Who knows? I just
that's
can't
what
keep
I did
track
say.
Of the days. I'm like thinking of days that don't even exist.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah.
All right, enough shit for today, folks.
Yeah, enough.
We'll see you
enough
tomorrow.
Is enough. All right, see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.